This is our returning champion, David Budge, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stand by to see David play for an entertainment center valued at $5,050. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,267 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, he's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you here. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back our champion who flew all the way in from Minnesota to join us. This is David Budge. Hi, David.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
You're doing very well. $165 in your bank account now. You've passed and said, no, I want to go for more expensive things. Here's where you stand. That entertainment center that Jay was talking about, that's a big TV, VCR, the whole thing, and I know you like it. Yeah. You are just $10 away from that. Cost $175, you got $165. So, got a big win, $95. You might have a Norman Rockwell painting for $10,000. Things to shoot for. Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good luck. Taylor Witt is the challenger. Summer Bartholomew. Have you seen that Norman Rockwell? It's very lovely.
I could do that, too.
You
maybe.
Could do that? Okay.
Who's that? She enjoys horsing around from Jacksonville, Florida. Say hi to Mary Ewald.
Hi there, Mary.
And he is fascinated by Jaws from Mount Prospect, Illinois. Help welcome Dale Jensen.
Hello there, Dale. And we'll see you a little later with some bargain summer. Thank you. Dale, you're fascinated by Jaws.
Yes, I am, Jim. I've always been fascinated with sharks. And every time my wife and I go on vacation, we pick up a statue for my collection.
Oh, so you collect statues of...
Right, which I have in my den, which I'm making on nautical.
How many do you have?
Right now, I've got about 7.
That's pretty good. I'm sure it'll grow, too, right? Nice to have you here. Mary, you enjoy horsing around. If I understand Summer's intros, it might have something to do with horses.
You're correct. My husband and I raise a few horses, and on weekends, I spend my time jumping a few fences and getting sore for the rest of the week.
Okay. Sounds like you're right into it there.
Yes.
Then. Good. Nice to have you here, Mary. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go shopping. We'll start with this question for $5. He had two hit comedy films in 1985. National Lampoon's Europe... David?
Chevy Chase.
A European Vacation in Fletch. They were both Chevy Chase it is. $5 for the correct answer. David, $25. When men do it, it's called beefcake. What's it called when women, David?
Modeling.
No. No, men, beefcake, you're on the right track. But no, if it's beefcake for men, it's cheesecake for women. Cheesecake. That would be the one that would go with it. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Back down to $20. In England, the British Parliament consists of the House of Commons and, David?
House of Lords.
You are right. Got that $5 right back. In the familiar proverb, a fool and his money, Dale.
Are soon parted.
You got it. Your first $5 on the plus side. Dale, the $25. In current slang, what is a man wearing if he's in drag? David.
Women's clothes.
Yes, indeed. And probably modeling. You're right. David goes to 30. It's time now for an instant bargain with that signal. A player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. David, you've got a $5 lead over Dale. It's up to you. You could buy this.
David, when the party's over, help the cleanup along with a KitchenAid trash compactor. Helps unclutter your kitchen. Features exclusive litter bin and charcoal filter odor control. Furnished by KitchenAid. And it's normally priced at $549. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
That must have been some party you guys had. Boy. Now, David, very useful item.
Yeah, I live with 5 guys in a home back in St. Paul, and we have some parties.
It would be very useful then. Over $500, $549 it would normally cost. You have a $5 lead, so I won't sell it to you for $6. I'll let you have it for $5. You'd be in a tie with Dale. Already have more than enough money for the entertainment center. Going once, going twice. He likes that. He likes the compactor. Don't crush everything. He may want to take it with him, all right? Enjoy that, David. Cost you $5. We're knocking off your score. You're in a tie with Dale and Mary, just a question behind. What classic TV series featured the antics and growing pains of Princess Kitten and Bud Anderson? David.
Father Knows Best.
Yes, and he got the $5 right back. You're right. Ready to 30. The male and female varieties of what creature are known as Billy and Nanny? Mary!
Goats.
Goats is what they are, and Mary gets her first prize. These are 25. Way to go. What famous fictional character's arch enemy was a mathematics professor named Moriarty? Dale.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes it is, and Dale ties David for first place. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of that Fame Game board, not for dollars, so buzz in when you know a famous person. I am the hero of a poem published in 1855 and based on a real man. In the poem, I am a young Indian chief whose tribe lives in a forest near Lake Superior. Mary?
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha is right. Yes, it was based on a real person. Well, Mary, as we started on the last show, we are going to show you where that $10 money card is, Summer.
It's by the number 3.
And you see those lights jumping around up there? They are locked into your buzzer right now, Mary.
Okay.
And you can stop them when you want. If you hit that $10, we'll add it to your score. Go ahead. Ooh, right next to it, number 2. You'll get what's behind number 2, Summer.
It's a pocket recorder. Norelco's NT3 professional quality pocket recorder features lightweight design, fingertip controls, and superb sound quality. Furnished by Norelco.
Worth well over $300. That is
yours
to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. $10 money card stays up there. We'll add 15 later. Right now, we'll take time out for this. Captain already has enough money to fill it over $5,000 entertainment center, but he must win, and he's locked in a tight battle. It is David and Dale, both at 30, and Mary, a question behind at 25. What are you looking for if you're using the Dewey Decimal System? Dale?
A book.
A book is exactly right, and the challenger Dale goes into the lead. In her hit song, what kind of car does Aretha Franklin drive on the freeway, Dale?
Cadillac.
On a freeway of love, pink Cadillac. As a matter of fact, Cadillac's all we need, and you've got a $10 lead. What do you have an uncontrollable desire to do if you're a kleptomaniac? David?
Steel.
Steel is right, as he just beats everyone in the buzzer. Pulls it in 5 of them. To what Irish military organization do the letters I... David?
Irish Revolutionary Army.
No. No, no. Irish Republican Army. That's what IRA stands for. Champion takes a backward step, losing 5. And Dale, that's a break for you because you've got the lead all by yourself, a $10 lead, and we've got a beautiful item for you to think about.
Dale, the halls will be alive with the sound of music with the Ultimate Sound Compact Disc Modular Audio System from Emerson. Features AM, FM stereo and stereo cassette recorder player with a 5-band graphic equalizer. Fine-tune your life with Emerson. And it's normally priced at $799, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, is that beautiful? That is so compact. That's lovely. Now, David liked the compact and said he needed it. Dale, do you need something like this?
I sure do, Jim. My stereo right now is just about on the way out.
Okay, then I'll do this for you. It is a $799 stereo. You have a $10 lead. It would normally cost $11, but that $1 could be the difference of a question, so I'm going to knock it off. You can have the stereo for $10. You'd be in a tie with David. Going once. He's got himself a stereo for $10. Enjoy that. Absolutely. Good job on that.
I like ties.
What?
I like ties.
Oh, yes, I like ties. I've heard that line before once or twice. We knocked the $10 off, and we do have a tie, and you got a beautiful stereo. Before the Battle of Trenton, what river did George Washington cross? Dale.
Delaware.
That's the river he crossed, and Dale bounces back into the lead again. In what sport might you use a Louisville slugger? David?
Baseball.
Baseball it is, and again, a tie. Which of Russia's many neighbors share the Sino-Soviet border, David?
China.
China is right, and the champion back into the lead. What insect probably bits you if you have malaria?
Mosquito.
Mosquito is right if you have malaria, and again the tie. Only taking chances, it's paying off. From the Greek words for sun and air comes the word for a type of pressurized spray can. Dale.
Aerosol.
Aerosol is right. Nicely solved, and Dale back into the lead, yeah. Talking about aerosol cans, have you ever looked sometimes close at the labels? The label on one can of air freshener reads, quote, freshens the air in your home with a clean back-to-nature scent, as refreshing as the summer grass and fragrant flowers of a country meadow. Warning, inhaling the contents of this can be harmful or fatal. That's what it says. We'll be right back. Thinking about that aerosol can and the warning, Jane, who helps us out so much, she said there are some parts of Los Angeles where if you breathe the country air, that can be fatal to your health. It is Dale at 45, David at 40, Mary at 25. Again, the Fame Game and a famous person. I was born in New Hampshire in 1923. After graduating from Annapolis, I served on a destroyer in World War II. I became a Navy test pilot at a 1959 David.
Chuck Yeager.
Incorrect. Not on the rest of the question. Took a chance that did not pay off. You're playing not for dollars now, but for control of the board, so you stay at 40. We'll clear the board. Continue for Dale and Mary. I was chosen as one of the first group of American astronauts. Dale.
Scott Carpenter.
Incorrect. And oh, Mary, a break for you because you've got the rest of the question all to yourself. As it becomes more clear, don't say anything in the audience. I received the Distinguished Service Medal for my famous first. On May 5th, 1961, millions of viewers watched on TV as I rocketed up 117 miles to become the first American in space. 1971, I was the fifth man to land on the moon. I am Alan...
Shepard.
Shepard it is. Yeah, you had the rest of the question. You can take advantage of it. Now then, Summer, where's the $15 money card?
Behind the number four.
You've got the two of them there. The lights
okay.
are flashing. Again, Mary, we've locked it in now to your button, and hit the button when you want.
I want number four. Three or four. Three or four.
Oh, just missed. But you're going to get a nice prize. What is it?
It's a knife set, an assortment of connoisseur knives. Designed for easy chopping and slicing. A kitchen block set, steak knives, and carving set. Furnished by Toll Silver Company.
Well over $300 worth of knives.
Nice.
Just missed that $15 money card. Gentlemen, you're back in now, all three of you in this for five. Amy Vanderbilt says that this person proposes the first toast at a wedding. Dale?
The bride's father?
No. Best man. Best man, according to Amy Vanderbilt, the best man. And you lose five, and again a tie with Dale and David. What famous statesman had nothing to offer but blood, tears, toil, and sweat? No, I'm sorry, the buzzer hit first. The audience, you know it?
Churchill.
Winston Churchill. Yes,
Churchill.
It was Winston Churchill who said that. Blood, Sweat, and Tears was a rock group, but Blood, Tears, Toil, and Sweat was Winston Churchill. So no one scores, no one loses. In 1985, he was the first Beatle to become a grandfather. David?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr is right, and David goes back into the lead. Yeah. And David, what a great time to go into the lead because you can buy this.
Oh, David, you can hula your heart out in beautiful Hawaii. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day stay in this paradise of the Pacific. You'll enjoy tropical sun, golden beaches, and fabulous entertainment when you answer this call to the islands. This great trip is normally priced at $2,176. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $16.
Oh, David. I love your hat, Greg. David, great trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
$2,176 worth. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
A little bit interested.
Well, a lot of interest.
Minnesota gets kind of cold. Good time to go off to Hawaii. Well, it'll cost you, but it's not going to cost you much if you bought it. It's $16 normally.
Yeah.
You will be trailing by a dollar if I sell you that trip for $6. Off to Hawaii for $6. Going once.
Nice time
going to Hawaii. Enjoy the trip. 2,000. Oh, sales surprise as well.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is it?
The seashell.
My good. Thank you. Got himself a $2,176 trip to Hawaii, and a little spending money is a surprise. One, two, three, four, five, $600 in cash. Way to go. Great time to buy. We'll knock the $6 off David's score. He trails Dale by a dollar. Down to the wire we go right after this. Good job, David. He made a great buy on a trip to Hawaii with some spending money, and that gives us a very close game. Dale at 40, David at 39, Mary at 25. The most distinctive feature of this mythological giant was the one eye. Mary.
Cyclops.
Right in the middle of the forehead, Cyclops it is. Mary makes it even closer. The U.S. did not attend the 1980 Moscow Olympics, David.
Boycott because Afghanistan.
That's right, because of Russia's invasion of what country? Afghanistan it is. Took a chance, and it gives him a $4 lead. Name the 1979 film in which an estranged married couple are played by Meryl Streep. David?
Kramer versus Kramer.
And Dustin Hoffman, and you got it out, I think, just ahead of the buzzer. You are right. $9 lead for the champion. Close game, and all of the money cards are going to be up there on the board with the third and final crack of the fame game. A famous thing. I am a statue, probably sculpted in the first or second century B.C., but my creator is unknown. I was discovered in 1820 in an underground cave of a Mediterranean island. Mary?
Venus de Milo.
With limited information, you are right. It is a Venus de Milo. Where is the $25 money card?
Behind the number 8.
They're all up there. The lights are flashing. And again, Mary, we've locked the buzzer in, your buzzer, into that board. Good luck and go.
I want the 8. I need the 8. 8.
Well, you got a money card. You landed on the 10. And we add that $10 money card to Mary's score. And look at that score right now. Down to the wire we go, finishing it up with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. David at 49. Mary and Dale both less than 2 questions behind at 40. Good luck, 3 nice people. We finish it up with a speed round starting now. In Roman numerals, how much is V?
David, 5.
Right. Our solar system is in what galaxy? David.
Milky Way.
Right. What royal title is given to a king's son? David.
Prince.
Right. On the Declaration of Independence, which patriot had the largest signature? Mary.
John Hancock.
Right. What organization was founded by Nurse Clara Barton? Dale.
The Red Cross.
Right. Who was the outspoken leader of the moral majority? Dale.
Jerry Falwell.
Right. What kind of creature is a toucan? Mary.
A bird.
Right. Who is the partner of TV cop Chris Cagney? David.
Lacey.
Right. Name the English author of the novel Great Expectations. Mary.
Don't know.
Time. In what ocean would you find the Great Depression called the Marianas Trench? David.
Pacific.
Right. What state has its capital at Helena? David.
Montana.
Right. What lake is the major source of the Nile River? David.
Victoria.
Right. In Gone with the Wind, who was Scarlett O'Hara's last husband? Dale.
Rhett Butler.
Right. What American artist and naturalist is most famous for his bird paintings? Mary.
Audubon.
Right. Time is up. David has done it again with a strong speed round. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. And the one that might have thrown Mary off just a little bit, Great Expectations, written by Charles Dickens. We have to say goodbye to Dale and Mary, and I am delighted that neither one going home empty-handed with a couple of nice things. Dale, beautiful stereo with the cash in front of you, well over $800 in cash and prizes. Thank you. And Mary, you've got the recorder, you've got the knives, and with the cash in front of you, you are well over $700 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But David Budge did it again, and he's got enough money for the entertainment center. Let's see if he's going to take it. Come on, let's go shopping. Great speed round. Did a good job of that speed round. And now as we add that money to your previous total, you've got a nice bank account, $249. Easily enough money to afford this.
It's the picture of home entertainment. This 45-inch rear projection color television gives you big screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet, plus some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder. Normally priced at $5,050, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
And you easily have enough money for that entertainment. So you look good there on camera.
Yeah, it would go perfect in our TV room back
it
home.
It is real. It's a great outfit. Now the question becomes, is that as far as you want to go? Do you want to take that and leave or put your money in the bank? Because another win at just 11 more dollars, you could have this.
Add a touch of class to your home with this beautiful piece of art. A limited edition collotype entitled Horseshoe Forging Contest by Norman Rockwell. Signed in pencil by the artist. Furnished by Steve Stein Gallery. Normally priced at $10,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Not bad.
I don't think
Mr. Rockwell is signing anymore.
No.
So that's $10,000. That's great. And now remember, if you get the $530, you could have the car. All the prizes on the stage are $640. If you get the $750, we will give you every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot of
$32,472 in cash and prizes. But as I say, the question is, have you gone as far as you want to go? Do you want to take that entertainment center and leave, or take the risk that you could continue to win? Think about it, and then we'll get your decision. Back with our champion, David Budge, Entertainment Center. You've got $249. You can just take that and everything else you've picked up and leave, or put the money in the bank. Another $11, and of course, another win. That's the kicker. And you could have the beautiful Rockwell art artwork. David, what's it going to be?
I'm getting to like you people. I'm coming back.
Oh, you're going to come back. You weren't so sure there for a while. You were thinking about it. So we're putting $249 in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $65,000 in the jackpot. David's gone for big things. Next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.